What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're going to go to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I just thought I'd tell you, I was listening. Every once in a while, I still turn on some of these mainstream talk shows, corporate talk shows, just for a little while, just to see what they're saying about the major stuff. And I figured they would be talking about that lady from, what's her name, with the, you know, with the headdress on? Omar something?
Ilhan Omar.
Ilhan, yeah. And evidently she was, she really gave, and, you know, no matter what else I might think of her, one way or the other, I really like the way she gave it to that war criminal, with that murderous war criminal there, Elliot Abrams.
Yes.
And sure enough, Glenn Beck, who's to me one of the biggest, maybe the biggest phonies around of any of the, you know, left, right, center, or anything else, was putting her down and praising this war criminal, Abrams. And he's always a shill for the Zionist neocon types anyway.
Yes.
A lot of people think he's Operation Mockingbird. I don't know if he is or isn't. It wouldn't surprise me. He himself became a multi-millionaire in not that long of a time. So, but anyway, he was really putting her down and praising Abrams, really, and saying it's wrong, you know, he didn't like the idea that evidently she called him a murderer or something. And then I turned on, just seeing, since I have XM, you know, I was in my vehicle, and I turned on David Webb, who's got a show on XM there, a talk show host. I don't know if you know who the guy is. He's another neocon stooge, and he was also put here down. I mean, these people think, you know, they got, you know, they call themselves conservative. They're not really conservative. They're neocon.
No, they're not.
Tell people the neocon is really a neo-Trotskyite. What Trotsky wanted to do is basically push his form of communism around the world. Stalin was more of a Russian nationalist, really, and he stopped it. Matter of fact, he literally gave him the axe, okay, in Mexico City. So, I mean, this is what these people are. And they don't understand. A lot of people say, well, how can you call a conservative, a so-called conservative communist? Because what they are is they're trying to put Trotsky pushed revolution. He wanted to push it all over the world. And he was sponsored by some of the worst globalist Rothschild bankers like Jacob Schiff. And he was funded by Schiff. And as a matter of fact, when he lived in New York City, Schiff put him up, you know, gave him living expenses and everything else, and then helped ship him over to Russia together with Lenin, basically pushed that revolution. He was one of the most vicious. Trotsky probably was the most vicious of the Bolsheviks.
Yes,
and he's loved by a lot of these neocons. Like, perfect example is Bill Kristol's father, who was a Trotskyite, and I believe Kristol himself is still a Trotskyite, and I believe people like Abrams are Trotskyites. They want to push revolution using the U.S. Army. Trotsky wanted to use the Red Army to do it, but he was stopped. And like I said, Stalin took over. Stalin didn't want any of this stuff. Stalin wanted to be left alone, basically. He didn't even want war with Germany, in the beginning. And, he managed to get rid of Trotsky. And finally, like I said, he axed him, literally. So
yes.
This is basically what it is. This is what this is all about. This is why they hate Russia so much, too, a lot of these neocons, because they know they still hold a grudge that their beloved Trotsky was kicked out of power, that he wasn't able to take over there. That's one of the things. So that's about all I got to say. I just wonder what you got to say about that. I'll take it off there. Okay?
My first response is, I mean, we're talking about events that happened so long ago, and I'm having a hard time thinking that people here in the 21st century are really going to let something that happened that long ago be the dominant factor in trying to figure out what to do in the here and now. It, you know, there may be some lingering resentments in the back of their mind, and they say, gee, it would be nice to get our revenge on Russia. But I think the motives for basically going after Russia, and it looks more like containment than anything else. I don't think anybody's really thinking about trying to invade Russia. But the goal is containment of both Russia and China to leave the rest of the earth in the U.S. economic sphere of influence. Okay. Did we lose Mark? Okay. Okay, Mark dropped. All right, here we go. Welcome to the world of live radio. All right, getting on back to Ilhan Omar. Interestingly enough, AIPAC, apparently not appreciating the irony of it, has run a new ad campaign soliciting donations that is using Omar's comments and cautions about the problematic role of lobbyists in U.S. politics to basically say, give us more money, give us more money, so that we can further influence the political process on Capitol Hill. Now, as you know, our members of Congress, the finest politicians money can buy, are out there trying to basically pull away from all this. And the latest spin coming on out is from the New York Times' David Leonhardt, who says Omar's tweet is anti-Semitic because, yes, members of Congress get lots of money from AIPAC, and, yes, members of Congress are always doing things for Israel. But, you know, not all the support for Israel is paid for by money. Some of it is actual sincere, and because of that tiny bit of support for Israel that is sincerely felt by the members of Congress, that's what makes Omar's tweets anti-Semitic. So that's their latest spin. All right, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to go back to the phones to Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. You know, Mike, one of your past callers, it's a shame, he's really sorely missed, is that John from Barbados. I would have loved to have heard what he had to say about... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he passed away. He's sorely missed, especially now. I'd love to have heard his take on what's going on in Venezuela.
Yes,
he would with his contacts in the world of espionage. Mike, I wanted to ask you about something about Russia, but quickly, what do you make of what Salvini of Italy said about basically ending private central banking?
Well, obviously, I agree with that, and it's
absolutely.
You know, being seen as a major threat by the ECB. But what he's talking about right now is Italy still has its own central bank that is subservient to the ECB. But Salvini is saying, yeah, time for a state bank. You know, the gold in that central bank belongs to the people of Italy. It doesn't belong to the bank. So I think he's getting ready to do something really dramatic when the recession settles in, which looks to be imminent. And right now, for all intents and purposes, Salvini is running the place. I know he's the deputy, but he just seems to be in charge.
Yeah, but that subject, even among people who have been described as reformers, that subject is taboo. Not even people who are portrayed as reformers have even mentioned, broached the subject of the private central banks. Look at Jeremy Corbyn in the UK. Richie Allen's always attacking him for ignoring that subject. So Salvini, I have to say, he might be the real deal.
Well, in Great Britain, they had a private central bank, but it got nationalized after the Bretton Woods Agreement, and the Bank of England was no longer making profit with the British pound being the global reserve currency. And so at some point, Great Britain actually nationalized it. So Great Britain technically does not have a private central bank. So that may be why.
Okay. Last question on Russia. I had heard Robert David Steele say that the Russians are capable of disabling an entire U.S. battle carrier group. And you recall what happened in the Black Sea, where only one one Russian fighter jet disabled that USS Cook destroyer. He says that obviously it would be crazy to go to war with Russia because they could, I guess, through electronic warfare, disable an entire carrier group.
Yeah, they definitely have shot ahead of us in electronic warfare and in a lot of other areas as well. And that's because Russia, and for that matter China, their equivalent of the military-industrial complex, is all about making the weapons. They want to make very effective, cost-effective, inexpensive weapons that do the job. Here in the United States, it's just part of a money-making scam, and that's why we have hideously expensive. Sorry?
It's junk what they produce
yeah.
in the U.S. I mean, Russia spends
it is and it's very expensive junk.
Right, Russia's total defense budget. You know what we hear publicly is pronounced publicly is about $50 billion. So I haven't heard what China's defense budget is, but I know Russia apparently their total defense budget is $50 billion, which is less than what one tenth of what we spend. Here in the U.S.
Yeah, it is. But remember, much of the Pentagon budget is actually going to support these 700-plus military bases all over the world. And that's really the lion's
right.
share of the money going in. So in terms of money available for weapons development, not as much, although obviously they came up with that $1 trillion to develop the F-35.
Sure helps these congressmen and senators' stock portfolios as well, because I'm sure all of them or most of them are invested in these companies. I have no doubt. Talk about a conflict of interest.
I absolutely agree, but there's also another factor, and that is that when these big weapons programs get put into get voted for approval, they get broken up, and contracts
yes, right,
are basically
right.
put into the states or districts
right.
of those members of Congress who supported the project. Now, that makes for jobs, and it makes for good politics for the politician. It actually is probably one of the reasons why so much of our weapons are junk, because you're talking about trying to build all the parts for something, you know, literally across the country, and then bring it together in one place and hope it's all going to fit together properly.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. All right, over in Israel, in Hebron, it looks like something really bad is about to crank up in Hebron. But apparently a group of illegal Israel colonists invaded a Palestinian home in the old city of Hebron in the southern part of the occupied West Bank and threatened to kill the entire family. The homeowner, Ahmad Egnabi, said the colonists demanded him to leave his property so that they could illegally occupy and annex it, and they threatened to kill him and his entire family if he does not leave. So dozens of Palestinians, including members of the Fatah movement in the old city and nonviolent activists against the annexation wall and colonies, rushed to the property and vowed to do whatever it would take to protect the family in their home. And apparently Israeli colonists also attacked Palestinians in the Shuhada Street in Hebron before the soldiers rushed to the area and they removed local nonviolent activists who were trying to document the invasion and declared it a closed zone to all Palestinians. Yeah, I think Israel's getting ready to put a major move on Hebron itself. All right, now Mike Pence is demanding that Europe withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. And he basically is lashing out at the EU's effort to evade Washington sanctions on Tehran. Described Iran as a vile regime and stopped trying to break up the sanctions here. Now, he was at that security conference in Warsaw, Poland. Pence chastised Europe for leading an effort to create mechanisms to break up our sanctions against Iran and complained that European countries had not been cooperative since the Trump administration withdrew from the Iran deal last year. Well, he's got a valid point there, but the reason they're not being cooperative is they didn't agree with the decision. And while they generally are under the influence of the United States, it's not like they want to publicly appear to be vassal states. So Pence is out there saying that unless the EU pulls out of the Iran deal and goes back to allowing the sanctions, that it will create still more distance between Europe and the United States. And Mike, I got to let you know, there's already a lot of distance between Europe and the United States, and it is increasing. And to up the ante and talk about if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. Mike Pence came out with a huge load of USDA choice bovine excrement. He's claiming Iran is plotting a new Holocaust that would erase Israel from the map. The lies get bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, Iran's history is not like that. First of all, Iran had nothing to do with what we're told is the original Holocaust. That was another country which is no longer around. Iran has not initiated a war of conquest against another country in over 200 years. That is the historical truth. And so, and again, back when Ahmadinejad was there, when they tried that last overthrow of Iran, they were saying it back then. Oh, yes, Iran wants a new Holocaust. They want to kill all the Jews in the world. That's what we have to go after them. It's preemptive. We have to save the Jews of the world by killing all the Iranians. And apparently Pompeo told reporters that confronting Iran is a necessary step for any nation that wants to achieve peace and stability in the Middle East. Now, I have a problem with that. Because right now it is the United States that is preventing peace and stability in the Middle East, along, of course, with Israel. But it's almost implying that there's a threat that if Europe and the Middle Eastern nations don't all cooperate and smash up Iran, that there will be a regional war that involves all of them. So that may be the implied threat. Now, over in Sochi, along the Black Sea, Russia, Turkey, and Iran are trying to discuss ways of ending Syria's 8-year-long war. And it's kind of weird to see this juxtaposition of Russia, Turkey, and Iran talking peace while Mike Pence and everybody else, especially Netanyahu, are over in Warsaw banging the war drums just as hard as they can. Okay. So, the big problem, of course, is going to be that the U.S. clearly does not intend to leave Syria. Now, Netanyahu startled Iranians and even the White House yesterday when he came out with this strident call for Israeli Arab action against the government in Tehran that was translated by his office as urging war with Iran. He was speaking in Hebrew. And his office said, yeah, it's war with Iran. Then they tried to soften it, saying that the translation was botched and it's now struggle with Iran. But Netanyahu speaks very good English, and I think he knows what it was he was trying to say. That's clearly what's going on. Israel got the United States to smash up Israel's regional rival, Iraq. And now it's time for the United States to smash up Israel's regional rival, Iran. That's what's going on here. All I can say is, here's your rifle, Bibi. Okay, now, for some reason right now, they're making a big deal out of this. There is this U.S. Air Force officer, Monica Witt, who's defected to Iran, and apparently shared information that could cause serious damage to America's national security. Apparently, she worked in counterintelligence. Now, this actually happened back in 2013, but apparently the indictment is just now being unsealed, and they're making a really, really big deal about this. So I don't know what the propaganda purpose is going to be, but we'll find out. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Thank you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, interestingly enough, getting on back to this Warsaw gathering, interestingly enough, most European powers' participation was limited. And it shows Brussels is very angry over the U.S. stance on Iran. And that probably is explaining why Mike Pence went a little over the top. You know, issuing demands. You will pull out of the Iran deal. You will, help us strangle Iran. I would take it that Pence is getting a clear signal that Europe is not on board with all of this. That there really is no coalition. Okay, getting on back to our wonderful military and their expensive toys. Apparently, a U.S. Navy aircraft used to maintain strategic communication in the event of a nuclear attack was disabled when its tail clipped the door of the hangar while being towed out. Now, if you've seen hangar doors for aircraft, there's always a little secondary door right in the middle that goes up higher. And that's where the vertical stabilizer is supposed to go. But apparently the crew were towing this E-6B Mercury aircraft out of its parking spot at Tinker Air Force Base. They missed it by a wide mile, and the repairs are going to be millions. So there's a little bit of an oopsie here. apparently a lot of former MSNBC personnel, if you will, journalists, are starting to speak out about the shadiness that went on behind the scenes at their pro-war, anti-progressive networks. Apparently, executives dictate what they cover, and anybody who doesn't go along with it is pushed out. Fired anti-war host Phil Donahue was saying that MSNBC is terrified of anti-war voices. So, all right, let's talk about the economic news here, and the economic news is not looking all that great. Nearly one-third of Americans have more credit card debt than savings, and trust me, the interest on that credit card debt greatly exceeds the interest on your savings account. You can't run a nation perpetually on debt, and yet that's exactly what private central banking tries to do. The Kremlin is angry with the latest U.S. sanctions, calling it the bill from heck, and says that it's borderline racketeering. It's unfair competition. Now, the bill was sponsored by Senator Lindsey Graham and Bob Menendez, and they're claiming it is based on precise, pragmatic, and aggressive trade policy, which has nothing to do with international trading rules. That's coming from Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov. He says it's borderline racketeering. It's economic warfare is really what it is. Okay. Meanwhile, Russia's financial minister Anton Sulianov is saying that this latest sanctions deal may not have been thought all the way through. And there are going to be new sanctions against Russia's banking and energy sector, as well against Russia's sovereign debt. And Russia is ready to respond to the new sanctions. And according to the finance minister, if you're talking about debt, I've repeatedly said that in the first place, indeed, we have seen a reverse interest in our debt from foreign investors. This will hit foreigners first. These U.S. sanctions on Russia's sovereign debt are going to hit foreigners first. Something to see there. And I think another indicator that the European Union is not happy with the United States and is ready to just sort of split away from them is that the EU is now seeking to promote the euro in global energy trade. In other words, they want a petro-euro to displace the petro-dollar. So Christian Ruse, the EU, has launched an effort to increase the role of its single currency in international energy transactions, with a particular focus on buying and selling oil and natural gas in euro-denominated transactions. So that's an attack on the petrodollar. Interestingly enough, and I have to tell you, I'm not excited about this, but apparently, two pension plans in Fairfax County, Virginia, are anchor investors in a new $40 million venture capital fund that is investing in cryptos. And it's basically, it's pension funds. Now, I don't know how they're able to do this, because I can't imagine anybody rating cryptocurrencies AAA, which you have to be before you can be purchased by pension plans. That's what happened back in 2008. But given the volatility of the cryptos, I don't know if that's really a good idea. I think somebody is thinking they're going to get rich quick, or they're going to get all the cryptos and then vanish the way that other guy did. And they still are wondering if he's really dead or not. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to take a phone call from Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Starting to think this whole talk of a wall, it's just a campaign gimmick. It's theater. It's a diversion. I mean, you know, the president, he had 2 years of Republicans controlling it, and they allocated $80 billion more for the military, but they couldn't get $8 billion for a wall. And then he waits until the Democrats take over the House. I think it's just a gimmick. I don't think anyone's serious about this wall. And it's just a camp. Go ahead.
Well, the problem here is that we Americans living in the streets of America can see with our own eyes that unfettered immigration is bad for our country. Bad for our economy. It's bad for our quality of life. It's bad for our health. Something has to be done. And we count on the government to basically take care of and protect this nation and our people, not just treat the place like it's a drive-through restaurant, you know, with freebies on the menu. And if Trump really has dropped the ball on this, I'm more than disappointed. I'm concerned that the United States, as I knew it when I was younger, is rapidly vanishing. And we're seeing places like California that used to be very beautiful. They're in serious trouble with trash and feces in the street and just all kinds of problems. When you invite the third world into your nation, you're going to get third world problems. And that's exactly what's going on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm for the wall. But I don't know if Trump is serious about it. Because, like I said, he had 2 years of Republicans and $80 billion for the military. And they can't get $8 billion for the wall. I mean, I don't think they're serious about it. I think it's...
The budget deal actually has twice as much in it to take care of the illegal immigrants than to build that wall. And, I mean, it's bad economics because the illegals represent a major burden on our economy. There are no jobs for them to have. Most of them are on welfare or other assistance. And it really doesn't make any sense at all. And the only argument the open border people have is that these people have some kind of a natural right to come here. Well, yeah, but they have to go through the immigration process. There's a legal immigration process. No country on earth has ever just opened up its borders and said to everybody, come on in.
Yes. Yeah. President's been a big disappointment. The only good thing about Trump, I'll give him credit, is that he hasn't started any new wars
yet. What do you think is going on in Venezuela?
Yeah, well, I don't think we'll invade Venezuela.
We're going to use the same approach we did in Syria. We're going to smuggle a bunch of weapons in and a bunch of money, and we're going to basically put together some mercenary groups pretending to be freedom fighters, and they're going to work as proxies to basically take out Maduro.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we're going to try to do what we did in Syria.
Even though what we did in Syria ultimately did not work.
No, and I hope it doesn't work in Venezuela. I mean, the people, they voted. Why can't they just wait 5 years for Maduro to be up for election again, right?
Well, that's a really interesting question. But, again, there was that article that came out the other day that Trump has been talking about invading Venezuela for almost a year now. For some reason, he thinks it's a good idea. And it kind of shocked his staff and advisors. But for some reason, Trump just came up with this. And it's a bit of a shock because I didn't think he was that much of a warmonger. But apparently he is.
Oh, boy. Well, hopefully not. I mean, that would we've already have the whole Middle East hating us. I don't think we would want South America hating us.
Well, most of South America hates us anyway, and that goes back decades. To these U.S.-backed coup d'etats in countries like Chile and Nicaragua and all of those. I mean, the United States government's behavior in South America is the reason the South Americans hate us.
Yeah. Oh, another thing. You know, another instance of the broken clock being right twice a day.
Yeah.
Congresswoman Omar, Congresswoman, is talking about Israel. I mean, that takes a lot of courage. I give her credit.
And, yep.
You would never see a conservative Republican or even most Democrats dare say something like that. So, again, it's funny how the loony left wing, once in a while, they say something like I was calling last week about Cortez, unlimited wars he was talking about. So I have to give credit where credit's due. So
Well, yeah, but, I mean, they're really attacking her. She's become a target. In fact, I'm looking at this article where they're trying to claim that the only reason Omar went after Elliot Abrams as hard as she did is because he's Jewish.
Well, that's the spin. Yeah, pull that stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy talk. You know, in New York, I know lots of Jews. And, you know, your average working person, Jewish person, they're clueless. They're just like anyone else. They watch Fox, they watch CNN. They have no idea what's going on. They're clueless, like a lot of Americans.
Okay, well, listen, Jim, we're going to let you go. The phone lines are loading up here. Thank you very much for the call, and we're going to switch to Art off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, kind of want to run something by you here, and I know I'm probably going to get a lot of flack for this, but I'm always looking to try to refine a new argument to defeat the liberals. And now that we see socialists and Muslims in the so-called Democrat Party in Congress, you know, here's how I look at it. I got into an argument with somebody here about a week ago, and that's what got me started on trying to refine this argument. I do not recognize, for those of you who vote Democrat as far as socialists and Muslims go, I do not recognize you as having constitutionally protected, not constitutional rights, but constitutionally protected rights under the Bill of Rights, because, one, the very concept of socialism itself is an affront to inherent God-given rights. And the very concept of Islam in and of itself is a total affront to individual unalienable rights. So how can anyone call themselves an American, vote for a socialist or a Muslim, and then still expect that they have some kind of constitutionally protected rights? I just don't understand it.
Well, it's very simple. We have a principle in this country called the separation of church and state, and it doesn't matter which church that is. Representative Omar, when she's in that congressional building, she is there to serve the civil government of this country. And, you know, what her religious practices are in her private life, you know, is her business. But we're not supposed to conflate the two. In fact, Andrew Cuomo made a point of calling that out there when he was being criticized for that abortion law in New York. And he says, I know it shocks a lot of people. It shocks me. You know, I'm a Catholic. I used to be an altar boy. But this is what, you know, the legislative mechanism is produced. And by the way, I found out there are already 29 other states that have similar late-term abortion laws. So Planned Parenthood's been working at that for a while. Anyway, Art, we're going to let you go and switch over to Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing okay.
Good. Can you hold me over if we run into a break?
Well, it all depends. I mean, you've got about 7 minutes.
Oh, good. Good. That's more than I need. I don't want to hog the lines, but you know, I was just thinking, I kind of along with the theme you're talking about tonight, it's really, to me, I just wonder, you know, I know that, you know, everybody knows about this left-right paradigm thing, you know, Democrats and Republicans and all this silliness, you know. It just seems ridiculous, you know. And what made me think of this is, I know you're aware of this, is that, you know, I wonder about how Putin is, if he's really, you know, he's pretty buddy-buddy with Netanyahu. I just wonder if this is all just, you know, theater. I think it is. You know, I don't think anybody. I think Putin, Trump, and Netanyahu, I think they're all on the same mind. It's the same world domination deal, and they got it against everybody. You know, mm-hmm. Don't you think that's really what's happening?
Yeah, but here's where that world domination game breaks down, because the closer and closer they get to it, you're going to have differing groups saying, well, we should be the ones in charge. And when we talk about globalism and the New World Order, some people are saying, well, it should be the United Nations out of New York. Israel wants it to be Jerusalem. Europe would like it to be Brussels. Who's going to be in charge of the one world government? And that could lead to the collapse of the entire system.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I mean, it seems to me that really when you boil everything down, it gets back to, you know, the Rothschilds, you know, and whatever. That's kind of the apex of the situation, because they've been in power and been influenced. You know about World War One, World War Two, the Bolsheviks.
Yes.
As you kind of talked about a little bit. I mean, it's all Rothschild Zionist banker crap. I mean, is it not?
Well, I remember a quote from one of the Rothschilds' mothers saying that if her sons did not want war, there would be no war. And yeah, wars are used to basically stir things up so that there can be a rich harvest of looted plunder, along with plunging nations into debt. And we've seen this pattern before where, you know, a private central bank gets set up. The people are encouraged to borrow until they reach a point where they can't make the payments and they're struggling with the interest. And at that point, the Keynesian economists say the government has to start borrowing on behalf of the people and pointedly without their permission to keep the system going, because it's basically a pyramid operation. And then when you reach the point where the people can't borrow anymore and the government can't borrow anymore, which is where we are right now, and that's where the bankers start the wars. Because wars suspend the rules and everybody starts borrowing a lot more, plunging themselves into debt to fight the war. And then once the war is all over, more debt, more borrowing to rebuild. And after it's all over, what you've got is more or less what you started out with, but you're now back in the debt slavery of the private central banks for another 100 years.
That's a good gig, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, it's so transparent, it's so out there. They got everybody hating everybody. Well, real quick here, I know I'm running out of time, but what do you think about Russia buying the most amount of gold they bought in the last 10 years?
I think they understand that the paper money system is about to go through a major upset all the way around the globe, and it's not just Russia. China's been buying up a lot of gold. Central banks in general reversed their trend. Prior to 2008, central banks were basically dumping gold. I remember when Great Britain literally sold off all of their gold reserves, saying, oh, no, the paper money is solid. We don't need these brick things. But after 2008 and that meltdown, the policy was reversed, and central banks have been trying to acquire physical gold. And by the way, you should too. And
I'll let you go, Mike, with that. I know you'll let me go, but that was Brown's Bottom when Britain dumped its gold. And it really hurt me because I was invested in gold pretty good back then. But thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Have a great show. Bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Mo. Yeah, the way Great Britain sold off their gold actually harmed gold's price. You would have thought they would have wanted to get the maximum value that they could for it, but they didn't. They just dumped it. The price crashed and it was gone here. All right. Getting on back to the economic news here. The official United States Treasury Department debt total just hit $22 trillion about an hour ago. That's where we are, $22 trillion. Let's be honest, they're never going to be able to pay that off. They don't even want to pay it off. Right now, they're just paying the interest payments. Actually, you're paying the interest payments. And out in California, we were talking about how the state has deteriorated, and apparently, over half the people living in California are thinking about leaving. And there is, in fact, a mass migration all across the country from high-tax states to low-tax states. Because people, they're just right on the edge, right on the edge here. Now, the European Union put out a list of 23 countries with deficiencies in their anti-money laundering and counter-terrorist financing framework. And apparently, four U.S. territories, Puerto Rico, American Samoa, Guam, and the United Virgin Islands, were on that list. And the Department of the Treasury is very upset. They're saying, you know, we're not sure. It must be a flawed process. And here's where it gets very interesting, because the Treasury Department issued a statement saying that American banks should ignore this list and not bother to put transactions in these areas under greater scrutiny based on that list. Why is the Treasury Department saying that? Who does it hurt if the bankers or if these banks do put these transactions under greater scrutiny? So that is a very bizarre statement for the Treasury Department to make. Okay, we're coming up here on yet another commercial break, and we will be right back after these few words.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about Migrelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the Migrelief migraine formula. Migrelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try Migrelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently, the Trump administration has announced a sale for all the remaining oil and natural gas lease areas in U.S. government-controlled waters in the Gulf of Mexico. So that's basically it. The reserves are going to be gone. And I'm wondering what they're thinking. Do they need the money? Or are they expecting there to be an oil and gas shortfall if, in the event something happens, like the invasion of Venezuela. Now, we're still seeing the repercussions of California's decision to basically shut down, cancel 73% of their planned bullet train. There were supposed to be three different lines, one going from Sacramento to San Diego, another one from San Francisco to Los Angeles, and finally the third section, which was going to go from Merced to Bakersfield. And the only one that is still going to be worked on is that Central California line, which is already being called the train to nowhere because hardly anybody wants to go to Bakersfield. I got an email from somebody who lives in Bakersfield, said, this is never going to work. There's never going to be enough people on this train to make it pay for itself. We've got the same problem here with our light rail. Because of all the cost overruns and everything, they'll never get enough paying passengers on there to make it into the black. It's permanent government subsidy. Anyway, so Trump is basically saying, well, if they've canceled the project, then the federal government wants the $3.5 billion in federal grant for the high-speed rail returned. And Governor Newsom is out there saying, no, it's California's money now. And we're not going to spend it on what we intended to spend it on, but we'll find something that we're going to spend it on here. So the project is a green disaster. And you need to remember that a big part of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal involves a network of bullet trains, so many of them that airline travel is no longer necessary. Unless, of course, you're coming here to like Hawaii, in which case it's mandatory. But California basically killed almost three quarters of the bullet train, but they're keeping all the money. Not just the federal funds, but the higher taxes they collected to pay for it all. Now, in the real world, if you set up a business and you attract some customers and you offer to sell them a thing at a certain price and they pay you, and then you come back and you say, I'm sorry, but I can't deliver. I'm going to have to cut it way down, much smaller than you were expecting. Let's say it's a Subway sandwich and it's a foot long. And they come back and say, well, sorry, we can only give you 3 inches of it. About right. Well, in the real world, businesses that behave like that go out of business and make way for people with better business sense. Only in government can you cheat the people on such a massive scale and not suffer any consequences for it. And by the way, let us remember that one section of the high-speed rail contract, a near billion-dollar one, was won by Dianne Feinstein's husband. We'll be right back after station identification.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.